Buffalo Fire Commissioner Vincent Muscarella says the flames started inside the home at 59 Benzinger around 2:40 a.m. Monday. Fire crews responded quickly, but had to deal with a narrow street that made it difficult to get hoses right to the burning house, which was already engulfed upon their arrival, aided in part by the balloon framing, which involves studs that support walls from the ground level to the uppermost level with no breaks in between.
Balloon construction also, which is very dangerous, it promotes fire growth. There's no stops from the attic, from the basement all the way up to the attic, so fire does travel very quickly in those types of construction.
The family escaped except for one child, 7-year-old Anthony Conti, who was found unconscious inside. Firefighters found him quickly and administered CPR, but were unable to revive him. Common Councilmember Richard Fontana, who represents the Lovejoy District, has known the Conti family for years.
This young man was a student at School 43. We used to play basketball together on the street. His brother and sisters are doing the best they can. They're being very strong in the loss of their small brother. The 3-year-old was with me this afternoon, and she says, "I lost my brother, and all I could do was hug her."
I'm sorry we didn't have any clothes, but something for him.
Thank you. Everything helps them.
Hours later, neighbors and strangers were delivering items such as food, clothing, and stuffed toys to the Meade branch of the Buffalo and Erie County Public Library, located not far from the fire scene. Mariah DiTullio works in the library and was welcoming a steady influx of donors.
I got here at 12, and so far there have been maybe 10 people in, and they have been coming on and off.
A GoFundMe campaign has been launched, titled Benzinger Street Fire Conti Family, to help the family rebuild. The loss of their son and brother has devastated the entire neighborhood. Father Vlad Zablotsky of Saints Peter and Paul Orthodox Church lives down the street and knows the family. He explained he confirmed some of them, and the kids will take turns watching his dogs when he has to travel.
The kids are so wonderful. All of them, they are so well behaved. They're kind. They absolutely, and the family, Joe and Lisa, they would give you their last shirt, to help you out.
Now, Father Vlad and other neighbors are stepping up to give to the Contis. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.